fourth pack of Yuma, Mishnah Gimel. Shachatoi v'kibel b'mizvah k'zdama v'natnu b'mi shehu memoris. Boy. After he set aside the soir, the goat, which one will be for Lashem, and which will be Lazozo, he went back to his par, and he said vidui on the par, not only for himself and his family, for all the Kohanim. And then he shechted the par, and the blood that came out of its neck was he received in a golden bowl, and he gave it to somebody who would stir it up on the fourth row of tiles or stones from the Heichel. The Heichel was in the western part of the Hazara, so the fourth stone, row of stones away from the Heichel would be the place where this person would be sitting with the blood and stirring it so that it should not congeal, because there will be a period of time now between the time that the blood was sitting in this bowl till the time it will actually be sprinkled, as we'll see soon, that first he had to take coals for the Mizbech and bring them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in order for the blood that was already sitting around was inside this kli, so that it should not congeal, there was a person stirring it. Notel Machtav Olu Reish HaMizbech, he took a pan and went to the top of the Mizbech, Pinu Gecholim Eilef Eilech, he removed the coals from different sides to get to the Choyta Min HaMucholos Penimia Sekid, he could scoop out from there the well-burnt coals. If they're not so well-burnt, they produce extra oshon, extra smoke, which is not necessary. Yared v'nicha rovid ravi shabazara. And then he went down and he put this also on the rovid ravi in the azara. So right now we have the korban was shechted, and we have one person sitting there stirring the blood of the korban. Another, not far from that, we have this bowl with coals in it. And soon afterwards, the Kohen Gadol is now going to take the coals and the Ketores into the Beis HaMikdash and do the Ketores offering.